brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Listeners listening across the planet, from London, England, to Moscow, Russia, to New York, here in the United States, to folks listening to us right here in my hometown, Austin, Texas. I guess my hometown is really Dallas, but my adopted hometown of Austin, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, the 12th day of September, 2013. And we are going to be taking your phone calls today. We have the father of the friend that lifted weights with Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who was executed by an FBI death squad at his home. If he's not threatened to not come on by the time he's scheduled, like the mother and the aunt and everybody else, then he will be with us on the broadcast, the mother and the aunt of, and the father of the Tsarnaev brothers themselves, threatened not to come on my show because the government's so loving. And then the intel we have is that Mr. Totoshev's son was executed because basically Tamerlan had bragged to him that he was working for the CIA and super secret operations in the Caucasus. That's the intel we got early on. I predicted they would hunt down their friends and kill them. They were absolute patsies that took part in the drill. There is uncontrovertible masses of triangulated evidence where each piece of the evidence doesn't prove it, but you triangulate them and lay them over, it's all there. The drill, the stand down, the older brother working for a CIA-sponsored program out of Georgetown University under Brzezinski, the uncle being connected to CIA, the brother's not worried, partying the night before, screaming at police, we didn't do it, the cops being killed, turned out not by them, they didn't rob a 7-Eleven, on and on and on, them trying to kill him in the boat. He's pled not guilty. You never really hear that in the news. And I've talked to the family. The older brother was being inducted into the Central Intelligence Agency. You know all those TV ads you see? Come, join the CIA. They advertise it in Time Magazine for kids and in shows. They're recruiting people at 18 while they're in college. And this is what they do to them. And the guys were into boxing. They were wearing sunglasses. They were wearing, you know, designer clothes, driving around in fancy cars. Where'd all the money come from? The intel I've got, well, I'm not even going to get into it. We're going to find out exactly why the FBI, he said, they're coming to kill me. They're coming to kill me. He gets there, they put him in a chair, shoot him in the back of the head. So, Rene Totoshev is going to be joining us on the broadcast. Well, I told you we have the wife or the father on. Is it the wife or the father? So it's the wife coming on. I thought it was the dad. We're looking at both of them. Oh, it's just the wife. Okay. Up until yesterday, I wasn't exactly sure which one. So that is going to be the mother will be coming on. We're also working on getting the father on as well. That's why that's still up in the air right up until the last, up to the last minute. We've been talking to him off and on and some of the other families since it happened, basically, within a week or so. And that's why the media got upset, the controlled media, the establishment state-run media, and basically came after me. And now they've said on MSNBC and other places that I'm actually behind the bombing. See, I point out the globalists are behind it, so their answer is, no, you're behind it. Now, who do you think's behind it? Alex Jones of the establishment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have Superman powers like the New World Order with trillions of dollars. All right, Putin has written an open letter to the American people. That's coming up. Huge developments as the deal goes forward for Syria to give up its weapons, derailing their attempts for now to start World War III. We'll be back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Blasting out worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. Reni Todashev, the mother of the man executed, the wife. I tell you, this show today, there is so much news breaking, so much happening, so much unfolding that well, we're also very close to getting the Tsarnaev brothers' mother on the show, and the father and the mother of Todashev. But that is coming up in the third hour of the broadcast today. Lou Rockwell's going to be popping in for 30 minutes coming up in the next hour to give us his take on what's happening worldwide and where he sees Western civilization at this point. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars Nightly News with myself and the rest of my anchors and crew here from Austin, Texas. Wow, there is so much I want to get into today. Obviously, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing testimony and is set to rule down the road on the National Defense Authorization Act, where the government claims the power to take you away to the dungeon, take you away for torture, take you away with no charges. No one even knows where you went. Basically, something right out of the Byzantine Empire, right out of the Dark Ages, right out of Nazi Germany. And that's why we're going to be getting the family on in the next few weeks, including today, of people, the families that have had their family members disappear and have had their family members shot in the back of the head by agents of the New World Order masquerading as federal agents. Reni Todashev, the wife of Ibrahim Todashev, man shot in the top of the head by FBI in Florida during his questioning about his relationship with the Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the eldest of the two supposed Boston bombers. And so that is going to be coming up later. And we're also going to try to get his mother and father on. And again, the mother and the father of the Tsarnaev brothers. The problem is we've had them all ready to come on, including the aunt, and in the past. And literally, okay, you're coming on tonight on the nightly news. In fact, we taped this once with the aunt. And then she calls back crying and just says, I love my children. I'm not going to sacrifice them. Fine. Evil is winning. I will not let the evil get my get my son. Fine, evil wins. Please don't kill me. You know, talking to the people listening on the phone. I mean, that's how incredible this type of stuff is. And by the way, they'll come to your house and shoot you in the back of the head. And then say that they were wounded. And then it turned out, oh, we weren't wounded. He didn't even assault us. And then they just declare national security. I mean, will they come to my house, shoot me in the back of the head while I'm tied down in a chair? And then that'll just be the end of it. So this is the NDAA, and this is what they do to people that find out about Tamerlan Tsarnaev working for the Central Intelligence Agency. They send an FBI hit squad to your house to tie you down in a chair and shoot you right in the back and the top of the head, just right where the head curves back over towards the back. Boom! Never saw it coming, did you? Absolutely devastatingly disgusting. So that is the tyranny that we live under, and that is the peril that we're all in. And once evil like this gets rolling, it's very hard to stop it. The good news is people, not just in America, but worldwide, are waking up to this evil and are starting to find their courage. Because you should all be afraid of letting the tyrants get control. You should all be concerned about them successfully intimidating everybody and taking over. Then the long, dark winter comes. Then the great tyranny comes. Then the true persecution begins. If you listen to what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, will you guys print me the Oh, How We Burn in the Camps, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Gulag Archipelago quote? Thank you so much. I want to actually read that on air today instead of just paraphrasing it. I'll be honest with you right now. I am so blown away by the magnitude of what is historically happening worldwide, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that Chris Jordan, right before the show started, said, man, you seem flustered today. You seem upset today. You seem like something's wrong. And he's absolutely right. The magnitude of how good things are going, the magnitude of how bad things are going, the sheer scale of how serious this is and how real this all is and how right I've been for 18 years studying history and then overlaying it in human patterns with what was currently happening and then projecting into the future. But so much of it is just put in white papers by the establishment themselves. But to come to grips with the fact that, A, the plan is real, and it's really happening, and we're living in a nightmare science fiction movie, but B, and I think probably even more important, the animating contest of liberty is igniting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere And liberty is rising in the face of this tyranny. And it's so incredible to be alive here at this time and this juncture. And then to get advice by a lot of really high-powered media people off record, you know, who those people are. It's always off record. That Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, this radio show, what I do with my team and with you, the listeners, who are all part of the team, all out there trying to awaken people, is being viewed and listened to intensely from Japan to Russia, to England, to France, to South Africa, to Israel, to Mexico, to Brazil, to Chile, to China, to Indonesia, to the highest councils of government. And this is what I get from many different high-powered sources. And we can see, I shut my writers, look at the IP addresses of the media, not just the NSA, not just the FBI, not just the CIA. I don't mean I get hundreds of visits from those each agencies. We get thousands of visits a day from the NSA, the CIA, thousands a day from ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, all their affiliates. I mean, it's incredible. The whole world watching what we're doing right now. And I don't mean a lot of the masses out there working 15 hours a day and going home and watching football. I mean the media, the governments, the Pentagon. And to go out on the street and walk by troops, and half of them, on average, come over and shake my hand. And you've heard the callers say, you know, that's about who's awake and who's listening. And to learn about the highest levels of media focusing on what we do, and governments, and to now go to a rock and roll concert, and there are people all over the place wearing InfoWars shirts, a lot of them that aren't even ours. And to then not have every 10th person I walked by come over and shake my hand, but to have, like, you know, first 5 people, then 10, then 20, to where you actually get scared, because I've been in these crowds before when 100 of them pile up, and then 200, it's like rugby, they're about to crush you, and I had to literally run backstage because so many of my listeners were there. And that's not me up here saying, oh, I'm a narcissist, oh, we're so big. It's a radar ping, or a sonar ping on, man, wow, and we're just one part of the resistance, the responsibility of that. I can hardly do the show. I mean, I'm not getting psyched out or anything, but when I really start thinking about millions of people every hour listening, and then who's listening? And then you ask yourself, why me? Well, why are people? And the answer is, I did an old-fashioned thing. I didn't listen to mainstream media. I studied history, and I read white papers, and I watched C-SPAN, and I read, let's not exaggerate, 150, 200 books, I don't know, on World War II alone, 100 on British naval history. I mean, I don't even have time to read anymore because all of this work, but I used to read every night until like 2, 3 in the morning. My wife would be like, good God, do you ever sleep? Kind of went through a phase of that as well. And I just, what humans have done in the past, they do again and again. And I didn't discover that. Everybody knows that. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I know what they're going to do because I've studied history and I read their own white papers. And then you figure out most of these governments and people don't. Most of the media, they just repeat the talking points that come down the chain. And then you start realizing that most people, even who are very intelligent, they want to go play golf. They want to go see their girlfriend. They want to go to the art event. They want to go to the opera. They want to go to the NASCAR race. They want to go fishing. And I don't blame them. I guess it's that I'm focused, at least most of the time, so much so that then I don't even function at a good level, on what's happening. I can't do it. I dream about this stuff. I'm in the shower thinking about it. I can't shut it off. And before I come back and go to all the news and your phone calls and these guests, it's just I'm here telling you that it's so overwhelming, and I had another level of epiphany this morning about the nature of the power structure and where we are historically in the world. And I'm going to tell you about that when we come back briefly and then get into all the news. But I want to tell you where we are right now worldwide and where things are going. If we decide it's going to go in a good direction, we will. If we don't decide, we're going down.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
All right, here's the bottom line I'm trying to break down for you. Liberty is extremely popular. And the only reason InfoWars is so popular and the radio show is that people are waking up. It's not even so much that we're waking them up, that they're already waking up and just taking their awareness to a higher level by finding this radio broadcast. They're only hearing things here that they already basically already knew, but it's allowing people to know that there's a wider resistance. That's what I'm trying to get at here. And now I see fleets of people joining the ranks of what has been called the alternative or grassroots media and really giving the establishment not a run for its money, but bringing it down. And we are the real media. This is the born-again media, because there hasn't been a real media for 50, 60 years in this country to a great extent. There's been people following party lines put out by think tanks, put out by government, put out by the major networks that are on record having their news packaged by psych warfare chiefs. That's all declassified now, because before it was illegal. They were doing it secretly. Now it's public. And so the mainstream media is dead. It's not dying. It's dead. And they, narcissistically, have not even figured that out yet. They're still, to a great extent, in their own world, thinking that they're running the show. They realize they're losing influence. They realize they've got to change. But they still instinctively, because they're narcissists, are into the imaginary world that they are these, you know, TV movie stars, these news celebrities, because they got into it to be news celebrities. And so they're like a little local band that has 100 people that come out to see it every Saturday night who think they're celebrities. They think with their 400,000 viewers on Piers Morgan, when he used to be 10 million a decade ago, in that same time slot, he really thinks he's a big star. And the rest of the dinosaur media sits there and, you know, props each other up in a big Vanity Fair, Emperor's New Clothes, and together, sharing their little bit of draining power, they still have a glint of what they had, but it's a fading spark. It's burning out right now. They're dead. Let me announce to you, and I've talked to a lot of the top media people in the world, folks, and they concur. It is undoubted rout of the establishment, rout of the New World Order, rout of their propaganda arms. We are the media. We are not the alternative media. We're not humble bloggers. That's what I'm always telling my crew. Don't be on a power trip, but realize how historical this is and really get dialed into the info and with the cutting edge of what's happening. Don't just think of ourselves as podunk because we're in Austin, Texas. We're here because we don't want to be influenced by New York or influenced by D.C. or influenced by Los Angeles. We don't want to be influenced by that failing, sinking Titanic. We're not on that ship. And the manifestation of all this as the real media is resurrected. It's back from the dead, back to the muckrakers of 100 years ago. Souped up by high-tech systems. And if talk radio would figure that out, it wouldn't be imploding. And it is. The only shows surviving now are getting hardcore, are libertarian, are anti-New World Order, are talking about false flag. All the shows now. Beck, Limbaugh, every single one of them. The first to really start doing this was Savage a decade ago. That's why I like Savage, because he's so smart. The other guys, it's more talking points, more Republican build. Beck is smart enough. He's completely jumping ship out of that because the ship is sinking, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the thing about liberty. People always expect we're just losers. We're going to fail. Tyranny's destined to win. There's nothing we can do. It's written in the Bible with some New World Order, Rockefeller World Council of Churches interpretation. No. God helps those that help themselves. God gave reprieves to Israel and reprieves to Nineveh and reprieves over and over again in history if they turned from their wicked ways. If they hit their knees, ask for forgiveness, and seek the face of God. Maybe you don't believe in a physical God. What about innocence and your children? If you don't see God in the innocence of your children, as they say in The Road with Viggo Mortensen, then you don't have any discernment. If you don't see God in the stars and the clouds every day, I'm just struck down by the beauty every day. Driving home last night with the sunset and clouds and the cobalt blue sky. I mean, I was just enraptured by it. That is the revolution, recognizing beauty and not getting sucked into the ugliness of the mainstream dying media that's trying to disease your mind with psych warfare viruses so that you think you need them. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, in short, the Syria news is big. Obama caught lying. Wall Street Journal kind of snuffed the story out last night. Lois Lerner targeting Tea Parties. They're still targeting Tea Parties with the IRS. This is terrorism. This is absolutely impeachable. Even Piers Morgan had to say this is tyranny and that now he understands why people think we're in danger. Absolutely. Tyranny isn't a joke, folks, giving into corruption, because it'll just grow and grow and grow until the worst of the worst are at the center of it. And the point I'm telling you here is the tipping point is now in sight. We haven't gotten completely over the event horizon yet, but we're now in it. Just like turbulence, when you start getting ready to go into a storm in a jet, I mean, the house is a-rocking, ladies and gentlemen, and don't bother knocking. Stevie Ray Vaughan would say, come on in, because it's on, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I tell my crew. I say, listen, this is a war, and you're taking a job here at a place where if the enemy wins, you better run to another country. I tell people that come to work here, this isn't a game. It isn't a joke. We're not looking out the blinds. We're not afraid. We're just up front, 110%. We're in this fight. And I have to remember that myself, how real this is. Most of the rich people I know, and I mean really rich people, worth hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, and I know a lot of them. A lot of them live here in Austin or did. They have left the United States. And I've explained this to you. The globalists figured out about 5 years ago that they'd set in motion an economic collapse to consolidate power, but their own people got greedy and overdid it. It's kind of like guys loading artillery and setting the detonators on the mortars and dropping one and blowing themselves up. That's basically what the globalists have already done. But 5 years in the political time span and in the time span of humanity is like seconds. So they dropped the mortar. They didn't tell you they dropped the mortar. And they're running. They already ran out the door. And that mortar is now beginning to touch down on the ground, on the concrete, and is about to explode, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're digging in with armed guards and militarizing police and setting up helicopter launch pads with nerve gas in them for the American people and running around. And you know, the French socialists are saying, we'll get our economy going. We're going to launch robot assembly lines first and replace people. See, the singularity starting to happen, basically. But it's a singularity designed as anti-human by the globalists to checkmate all their competition. And in the process, they've destroyed themselves. Because that's the thing. You don't ever destroy your neighbor and in the end get away with it. Because the spirit of destroying your neighbor wrongfully, when they've not done anything to you, is a spirit that isn't going to stop with your neighbor. Now you're going to destroy your own people. You're going to destroy your own family. You don't let that demon out of the bottle and then it just goes away. It doesn't just stop having a hunger. Its hunger gets stronger. So here is the bottom line. You are living in the middle of a historical meltdown of biblical proportions. There's a lot of great opportunities in it. There's a lot of pitfalls in it. And the future destiny of humanity is now being decided. And I can declare to you, not from my own perspective, but from many other people's in history, the establishment is a dead fish. It's on the side of the river, bloated and stinking. And we can dress it up, put perfume on it all day. It's rotting. It's rotting fast. You know, Putin came out and said that it's extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional. And a Democratic senator says he wants to vomit over it. And the White House admits that Putin now owns the Syria strategy. Well, I think he actually owned the globalist. That's some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com. Also up on Drudge Report in the middle column is an Infowars.com story where General Petraeus got basically mobbed by people who didn't love him. Everywhere he goes, and other globalists go now, they get mobbed by people that are angry at them about starting all these wars and being part of all the NSA spying and all the CIA domestic operations. People have had enough, and it is only going to intensify. And the establishment foresaw this. They built a Maginot Line, like France did against the Germans, that they thought would be able to dumb down humanity, shut up paramilitary forces against humanity, impoverish humanity as a tool of social control and a permanent peasant class, but that has backfired at an ultra-massive level. Because people are getting wise to the fact that the establishment says they want to make us prosperous, but in truth they want to make us poor. They say they want to make us healthy, but in truth they want to make us sick. They say they want to enlighten us, but in truth they dumb us down. They say they want to end racism and classism and all this compartmentalization, when in truth all they do is try to segregate and divide on petty surface issues so we never come together. And so, the establishment media is dead. And the big mega corporations that have robbed the world through monopolies, through combines, through crony systems, they can continue to pay their tithe of propaganda. And that's the phase we've been in for really 5 years. They can continue to pay their tithe, their indulgence, to NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, all of it. But the audience has dwindled down to nothing. Fox's audience is beginning to dwindle, even though it dwarfs all of them combined, because they played the part of the anti-establishment. They played the part of the other choice. And the only reason they're hanging on to some of their viewers is because they at least are having more libertarian ideas on and more anti-establishment ideas on. But the minute a Republican gets in that sells people out, if it's not Rand Paul or somebody like that, Fox News will vaporize. Fox News will be dead, and they know this, if they don't adopt reality. And I want to say this about the mainstream media. They are the last group to figure out they're dead. They consciously know they're in trouble, but they still are filled with hubris and the imagined tokens of success. The fancy studios, the bling of security, sycophantically treating other people like they're small to ingratiate the egos of the cloistered cogitors of the vomit that spews out of both ends of the dinosaur media. And the dinosaur media is now a rotting carcass. The only life in it is the insects and the mammals, the shrews climbing over it, picking off the leavings. And we are the new media. We are the media. We are the new life form. We are the born-again press, the born-again muckraker, where it's the story and reality and what's happening in the world that is what matters. That's what the Renaissance was about knowing how things worked and being informed and speaking five languages and discovering science and discovering the mysteries, because the universe is so beautiful and incredible and amazing that you want to discover the mysteries. You're not going to find the mysteries at a baseball game. You're not going to find the mysteries at a basketball game. You're not going to find the mysteries following P. Diddy or chasing after Kim Kardashian. They don't want you to ever find the mysteries because they're so incredible, you'll never want to look at them again. You'll never care about the fancy outfits. You won't be impressed by the helicopters and the red carpets. It's all about them being the center of the universe instead of the universe being all around us. And then they don't even matter anymore. Them killing you doesn't matter. Them coming after you, them laughing at you. You're free now. You don't have any more fear. It's all right there, and they're all a joke. The Renaissance is coming. The Enlightenment is coming. The empowerment of humanity is coming. And we're going to have to go through some hell to get there. The great test, ladies and gentlemen, to prove our mettle to God. But I'm telling you, this is the greatest time to ever be alive. And my only fear is that I get imprisoned, set up, killed before I can develop and truly be the leader I should be. And that's all you should hope for. I don't fear death. I don't fear imprisonment. I don't fear my name being destroyed. I don't fear any of it. I only fear the fact that I have weak flesh like everybody else. But I also have strong heart, ladies and gentlemen, and a strong spirit, as you do. And it's the discovery that you are a powerful individual when you choose justice. What Putin was saying in his letter is, it's dangerous just to say you're exceptional when you've not done anything exceptional in a long time. You've been exceptional, America, and now, instead of being exceptional, you lie and say that you are exceptional. And the media's like, how dare him say we're not exceptional? If you read what he said, it's not what he said. He said, it's very dangerous to think you're invincible. It's very dangerous to think you can push everybody around forever. It's very dangerous to live on debt. We've done it. We've collapsed before. It's very dangerous for Napoleon to attack Russia. It's very dangerous for Hitler to attack Russia. It's very dangerous for you to attack Russia. Don't push forever. Don't think you're invincible. That's exactly what I've been saying. Look at the leadership of the New World Order. Look at those senators and congresspeople. I mean, those guys all look completely mentally ill. You look at Vladimir Putin, and I'm not about to tell you he's a good guy, but he's tied into destiny. He's tied into the larger universe. You can see that. That's why Bush said he looked into his eyes and saw his soul. Vladimir Putin is direct. Vladimir Putin is aware. Vladimir Putin is writing his own letters to the American people. You can tell he wrote that himself. Vladimir Putin is a real leader, even if he represents a very corrupt system that on record he's been trying to fix and end the corruption. And paying people to get married and have kids, saying we're under eugenics, we're dying. And the Russian government saying, don't take the Gardasil shot, it's dangerous. Russia is a group of people trying to be good because they've just gone through 80-plus years of pure evil. They've just lost 30, 40% of their population under eugenics. They've had their families broken up. They've had the state take their kids. They've had the men in black uniforms come to their houses and shake them down. And they still have that stuff going on, but they're trying to phase it out. And Putin is saying, you have been taken over by evil, and you are in danger. And the response here in the by Menendez, who led that committee, who came off literally like a sycophantic courtier in some demonic fiefdom. I mean, he came off like some evil toady in a court, a royal court. Putin op-ed made me want to vomit. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, with all his scandals, completely blackmailed, said a New York Times op-ed on Syria penned by Russian President Vladimir Putin made him want to vomit, echoing a sentiment being widely expressed Thursday by Capitol Hill. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you're really sick and they need to get some poison out of you, they have you take salts to make you throw up. And I agree, you guys ought to be throwing up. You ought to throw up all those demons that are inside of you. Because, I mean, let me tell you something. I don't romanticize Vladimir Putin. But I've looked into him. I've watched him. I've listened to him. That guy's looking you straight in the eye. And you can tell what's going on there. That guy's actually in charge. I look at you guys, and you're all just a bunch of toadies, paid off by a bunch of corrupt banks that can't even coordinate what they're doing. You guys are involved in every evil there is, and I can tell something, too. You guys are freaked out at night. I bet you guys have nightmares. I'll guarantee you Menendez has nightmares at night. I guarantee you John Kerry has nightmares at night. John Kerry would have to lay down his hands during the speech and was shaking. When Harry Reid comes out and gives these evil pro-war speeches, he looks completely freaked out. Can you imagine how dirty it feels, even if you're evil? See, these guys didn't sell out just for pure murder and death, most of them, like their masters did. They sold out for petty trinkets of power, and they've already had all the petty trinkets of power, and they didn't fulfill them. And they have the symptom of wickedness written in their eyes, but the symptom of slaves. These men are zombies to Satan. They are not actual operatives. And that's why they're so pathetic. America is like a giant vending machine for special interests to get whatever they want out of it. And they've hoard us up one side and down the other and bloated us and pumped us up in these big bubbles to just keep their empire going. And now it's all coming to the end of the line. And no amount of false flags are going to save them. No amount of tyranny is going to fix things. It'll give them a sugar high for a little while, but it dissipates faster and faster. And they've noticed that historically. So that's what I wanted to get to here today. Then I'm going to get into all the news and the guest and open the phones up and take your calls. Lou Rockwell's going to pop in for about 30 minutes. We'll take calls first. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And that's why I've been talking about the tipping point that we're now entering. But things could spin out of control in that tipping point. They could decide to try to go to hot martial law, take over the media, launch fake cyber attacks. They could do anything. And that's why it is absolutely essential that all of us be as active as we can now before we get to this point that Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote in the Gulag Archipelago. show how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, whatever else was at hand. The organs of the state would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened to us afterwards. That's what all the TSA training is. It's arrest training. So when they finally come to take you to kill you, you don't resist. It's catch and release training.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display, undeniably, every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Beautiful poetry right here, Septum of the Universe. Crank it up.
Electrifying enemy is surrounding
wisdom of the universe. We are back live broadcasting worldwide. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up. By the way, we fund our operation here that is changing the world in many levels, thanks to all your prayers and support, by the books, the videos, the T-shirts we sell that are then meant to wake other people up and to meet like-minded people. And I designed this baby. I'm very proud of it. It is the Obamacare shirt, and it is the pinwheel of death that you see for Macintosh users that we see so often around here. It is the pinwheel of death, and it says Obamacare, Infowars.com. On the back it says, death panels are cool. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if it's going to be popular. I think it's a great way, because people are really mad right now. Everybody who supported it's going from 40 to 20 hours on average, or they're finding out that it's not paid for by some rich guy. No, no, rich guys wrote that who don't pay taxes, who have diplomatic immunity, who own giant fleets of aircraft because they're criminals that ripped you off, Dumbo. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, Dumbo, but you're the same people that want to take my guns, my property, and give it to that schmuck, Warren Buffett, who's the biggest recipient of bailout money and is basically offshore tax exempt while he lectures people all day to take people making $30,000 a year money. Excuse me, I try not to get mad. It just enrages me. And you know what I love? I love the snot-nosed trendies. They're not laughing now, are you jackasses? And listen, I want you to finally wake up that you've been conned. You're like, what, do I vote for a Republican? Yeah, if it's Rand Paul, maybe. You try something. You understand Obama is worse because he gets everybody who's liberal to think it's everything he does is liberal because he's a Democrat or he's black. But it has nothing to do with it. There are black psychopaths. There are white psychopaths. I mean, that's ridiculous to just think it's about somebody's skin color. That is the opposite of what Martin Luther King told everybody. But they do then brand to skin color certain stereotypes, and then that actually gets picked up by people. And then they go, oh, don't be stereotypical, while they push stereotypical. You see, because they don't want you to get stereotypically liberty-oriented, stereotypically aggressive, stereotypically armed, stereotypically informed, stereotypically involved, dynamic, alive. You need to become alive. You need to wake up. You need to live. Beauty will defeat the New World Order. Art will defeat the New World Order. Simply resisting in little ways every day. You get a back issue, we printed 30,000 extra of the, July issue with the 10 free bumper stickers in it. You stick those up in areas, not on people's private property, but on globalist outposts and things. You will reach thousands of people just doing that. I mean, there's an example. And that's exactly what you've been doing, and that's why we're having an effect. So we have the new Obamacare t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm going to wear this baby out. One of my other favorites is the Don't Tread on Me and the Liberty or Death Red Snake and all that, but this one, I like it. Everybody, I saw it this morning, like, wow, and they just came in yesterday. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free. 888-253-3139. Put. Second hour, straight ahead. Yeah!
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.